Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're talking to Bev Harris, corporate crime investigator. The book is Black Box Voting. You can download it for free. Oh, that's right, or buy a hard copy if you really care. At blackboxvoting.org. There's also blackboxvoting.com. We're about to go to Mark and Trevor and Ed and Roger and Brock. Everybody else has been patiently holding. Bev Harris, we've got former CIA officials running these companies. Their vice presidents are convicted computer crimes people. We catch them manipulating votes during elections. That is confirmed. Now, up in New Hampshire, the machines that weren't electronic showed Kerry only beating Dean by 1.5%, but the Diebold machines raced ahead with over 10% and gave the big victory to Mr. Skull and Bones. This is a pretty big story, and it's on Infowars.com. Your comments on it?
Well, you know, and this is really important for people to understand. The New Hampshire machines were not touchscreens. In other words, they had paper ballots. They were optical scans, Diebold optical scans. And people have a misunderstanding and think that these optical scans with a paper ballot cannot be rigged. It's absolutely false.
That's all computerized. That's all computerized.
Yes, it's computerized. There's no difference because the law does not allow us to pull the paper ballot and compare it with the computer. And as long as we can't look at it, you might as well not have it. So when you have a computerized system, even though you think, I'm filling up my paper ballot, I'm putting it through this machine, here's what happens. Your paper ballot gets locked in a box and is never looked at, and only the machine tally is looked at. Therefore, whoever programs the machine wins.
Bev, we caught Dana Deb Dubois, the county clerk in Austin, Texas, publicly double counting ballots, falsifying signatures, breaking safety seals. That all came out. I sat there at the same table with her. They were certifying the election and said, you stole the election. We have proof. She never sued me, never did anything. She got caught doing it. The state election board certified what she'd done. But I was there at that election. It's all computerized off the scantrons. Mm-hmm. And now they've got the touch screens put in. Mm-hmm. And of course she didn't come after me because she was caught doing it and they don't want an investigation. We said we wanted a recount. They said you can't have one.
That's the point. And I'm so glad you're bringing it up because I'm having a terrible time getting this through the heads. And I am getting people talking to me now from Congress and from many state legislatures. And they don't understand that as long as we don't use those paper ballots to actually compare the machine votes, then they're no good. They are, you know, you can't lock them in a box and there they sit forlorn, nobody looks at them. And then you're still relying completely on the computer programming. I had another official tell me the other day, well, in Oregon we use all mail-in ballots and I said, well, they're counted on these computerized optical scans. And he goes, oh, but they have passed recounts. Well, in a recount, understand, they still don't count the paper ballots. They run them through the same machine again, and the same program counts them. So it all comes back to what is in that program. And what's in that program in New Hampshire, we now know that it was never put through federal certification at all. Now, in New Hampshire, that's legal. I will tell you that, too. It's surprising. In most states, it does need to be certified, and they will brag that it's been certified, which doesn't really mean all that much, but it is at least done, supposedly.
Well, the fox is certified, the weasels, and the hen house.
But in New Hampshire, they don't even need to send it to in for federal certification, so they didn't.
And now, magically, if it was a Diebold machine, it was for Kerry.
Yes. And New Hampshire did use primarily Diebold optical scans.
And then the other machines showed lower amounts for Kerry, but magically the Diebold machines did.
Same thing happened in Colorado, by the way, with the Allard versus, it was an upset also. And in the 2002 election, the Diebold machines had a much different result from the other machines. Now, you know, you can also, it's not cut and dry because there are demographic issues that might cause.
Tell you what, stay there, Bev. We'll come back and take calls, get into more of this. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're about to go to your calls. We're honored to have Bev Harris from blackboxvoting.com and org on with us. And download her incredible book for free at her website. Wow. Or you might want to be a distributor of it and buy some of them. Which, you know, by the way, Bev, I need to get a hold of you. I want to carry your book.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll get them out to folks. Now, there's so much to talk about here, and we got a bunch of callers that have been holding forever. I'm sure they want to talk about this issue because it's all interconnected. But just in a minute or so, I want to recap for people. Diebold and others have been caught manipulating elections while they're happening. We covered that last hour. They've been caught with vice presidents who have felony convictions for computer crimes. We have CIA former deputy directors involved. We have these other companies. We have the people winning and upset elections. It's amazing, and they admit the engineers have quit these companies and gone public and said, look, you can drive a Mack truck through the security holes here. Then top technology companies and others have looked at it and said, looks like this is designed for fraud and to cover up your steps. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, here's just a simple example. Now, and I think we've all dealt with something that has been similar to this. In the central tabulation system for Diebold, they have what's called an audit log, which should supposedly, like a black box in an airplane, you know, it's supposed to kind of log every single thing that happens, and you're not supposed to be able to change it at all. Well, when you're designing such a computer program, the default setting, in other words, the automatic setting, would be that it sets up an automatic numbering thing. So every time you go into the program, a number is assigned. You have no control over that number. It's sequential. So even if you went in and you erased a bunch of stuff, you'd end up with a bunch of numbered entries that had nothing in them, and someone would say, "Hum, someone was here. What were they doing?" But what they did was disable that function and make it so that you could go in and edit out your presence in the audit log. And you could, in other words, it was set up properly, and they had to actually set it up improperly. That's what we mean by they seem to be set up to put to encourage backdoors or illicit entry. Another thing, two or more people can be wandering around in the vote database on computer without bumping into each other. They have set it up for multiple access at the same time. You see, and why, when supposedly only the election supervisor is supposed to have access, why would you set the controls so that multiple people can be in the database at the same time?
And then they claim that it's proprietary, that no one can look inside the black box, and then they catch them with these wireless internet connections.
Right. In fact, let me tell you the latest on that. Diebold Election Systems, their latest touchscreen is called the TSX. They're trying to get it certified, and they keep failing in California and elsewhere. In fact, they did a bait and switch in California and got some counties to accept delivery on these new things, and now they're stuck because they've got an election coming up in 3 weeks, and they have machines that are uncertified. But be that as it may, they told New Scientist magazine just on about the 15th of January that there were no wireless connections. Well, I have the drawings and the specifications for this machine, and I sent them to New Scientist, who confirmed within about an hour that indeed they did have wireless. So then I sent this.
So is New Scientist going to have a cover story that Diebold are a bunch of liars?
They need to be braver. I doubt they will. Then I sent the same specifications to the California Secretary of State's office. They asked Diebold, "Do you have wireless or not in these machines?" Diebold said, "We don't know." Now, what the heck is that?
No, we don't know.
You know, then Vanity Fair contacted them, and they told Vanity Fair there was no wireless. So, of course, I have recently sent my specifications off to Vanity Fair, and hopefully at some point someone will say, "Look, they're lying." Now, think about this very carefully.
Now, Matt, you said you talked to a bunch of big network people, and they've said, "We want to do this story, but we can't."
Yeah, they're getting the story killed at the top management level there, and almost everything we hear about 60 Minutes, you know, 2020 prime time, all of them, they're all wanting to do it, and when you get right down to it, it's getting killed at the top levels. But let me just jump back to this wireless idea for a second. What legitimate reason would you have to lie to election officials about whether or not there's wireless? You see, that really concerns me, because if you've got it in there, then you tell the truth.
But we don't know.
If you put it in there, you're lying. You're only doing that so that you can enable illicit access, one would think.
Well, it's like asking Ford, "Do you have a carburetor in this vehicle?" We don't know.
Yes, exactly. It's ridiculous for them to say they don't know.
Bev, do you have front teeth? I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, so they're telling reporters they don't have it, and when they are officially testifying in state situations where they could probably get nailed for perjury, they're saying they don't know. But the documents are pretty clear.
We don't know. Now, from the documents I've seen, three of the head folks at election companies are former high-level CIA officers. Can you speak to that, and we'll go to calls?
Well, and I don't know if I have the same numbers as you. I know at Vote Here, Robert Gates, who was a former CIA agent, and now recently Admiral Bill Owens has stepped down from that company, but he was on the Defense Policy Board, a very close associate with Dick Cheney. With the other companies, I don't know, it's revolving doors, literally, so I can't even keep track
By the way, just a side issue, Anthony Scalia has been going on hunting trips with Cheney 2 weeks before he's going to look at Dick Cheney's different cases before the Supreme Court.
Oh, is that right?
And the news says this is no big deal.
It's so frustrating.
By the way, Cheney's paying for the trips. But
well, the problem is so frustrating. It's kind of like what happened with the $9 billion accounting fraud with or with Enron, where there's no consequences for these people. Diebold is in charge of a public trust. Voting is a public trust. They violate the trust by lying and by getting caught using unauthorized and uncertified software, and then there's no consequences. We say, okay, they say they fixed it. We just take their word for it. And so we're going to keep using them. It's like if your kid comes in and he steals money out of your purse, and you say, he says he won't do it again, so I'll leave my purse out with a couple of $100 bills sticking out it in front of him and leave the room again, because he says he won't steal. You know?
Well, it's worse than that, Bev. You videotape him stealing the money. He says he didn't take it, and so you leave wads of cash out.
Yes, where are the consequences? If you violate a public trust, hello, step aside, next.
but we have the over $5 billion in the Voter Assistance Act to federally force the states to put all these in, and we've got to get on top of this. All right, thanks for holding, folks. Let's go to a few calls. Mark in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Appreciate it, Alex. Great work as usual, and kudos to you, Bev.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, Bev, when I go to my local bank, go to an ATM machine to withdraw some money,
right.
I could have sworn I've seen Diebold as the maker of...
Yes, they're the main ATM manufacturer. Mm-hmm.
So that means if I go to an ATM, you know, and I pull up my screen to see how much money I have in there, how much little I have in there, that may not be telling me the truth, right?
Well... here's
the deal.
Because
Diebold, knows there's oversight there, and you also get a receipt there. You don't get a receipt voting. Go ahead, Bev.
Well, and the other thing is, if you write a check for $1,000, or if you write a check for $100 and they actually make it $1,000, you know, it's going to bounce. You know, so you have a way of finding out. If your vote goes to the wrong place, you have no way of knowing. But you are right about Diebold and the ATMs. And what's interesting is those systems also have been questioned because they're using Windows. And sometimes they don't put the patches on Windows. And, you know, so they are perhaps not as secure, but they do have these paper checks and balances, and you're certainly watching your own checking.
Yeah, they can't do it there because there's oversight. You take the lotteries, I know for a fact the Texas lottery is complete fraud. So, I mean, this is just everywhere, folks. Anything else?
I was watching TV this morning, and Debbie Norville, is that NBC?
I can't remember where she's switched a couple times.
Well, she's going to be on TV tonight with a piece, and, you know, maybe this whole vote scam thing will be in there, because supposedly what she's going to talk about, Alex, is she's going to put all conspiracy theories to rest tonight.
We'll see.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
They're having to respond to us.
This is a broad story, though, and it's got a lot of facets. And so one of the things that has challenged TV producers is, you know, they've only got 5 minutes to get a segment out there and try to wrap it up.
Oh, the same military-industrial complex stealing our right to vote are the ones that own these medias.
Isn't it interesting?
You talked about Clear Channel with the radio monopoly they're building, and they're involved in it.
Yeah, they've got major ownership in Hardiner Civic, which is one of the voting machine companies used quite a bit in Texas. In fact, I think it might even be your county, but I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Let's talk to Trevor in Georgia. Trevor, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Yes, you were bringing it up quite a few seconds ago about the failure of the media.
Right.
Nowadays. And the main thing that's concerning about voting and the media is the way we forgot about Florida so quickly.
Right. Yeah, in Georgia, in fact, somebody, you know, some listener out there, I would love it if they would tip me off on this, because, you know, Kathy Cox, who is the Secretary of State and wants to run for governor, is really getting tremendous support and kind of protection on the voting issue from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which is owned by Cox Communications. I would love to know, and nobody seems to be able to tell me, if there's any family relationship at all between Cox Communications and Kathy Cox, because the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has really fallen down on its duty to report this voting story. I mean, they're in Georgia, And I will tell you, when I contacted them and told them about the, you know, this was very, not long after the election, and I said, we've got 22,000 machines that received an unauthorized modification right before the election. They said, we have to write an article on the state flag. We consider that more important.
Yeah. Anything else, Trevor?
Well, one thing that does...
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. We'll take a few more calls for our guests, and we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Attend the world's biggest UFO event from the comfort of your own home. Live on the Internet, February 14th, the 13th Annual International UFO Congress is broadcasting the full last day of their week-long event. This features five researchers with stunning photos, some never before shown in public. See it all from your computer in streaming video. Guest speakers include Michael Horn. He'll tell us about Edward Billy Meyer from Switzerland, who's taken some of the clearest photos of ET aircraft in recorded history. Dr. Norman Berggren joins us to discuss the probability of other life in the universe, providing remarkable photos from Voyager and the Apollo space missions that suggest we are not alone. And Santiago Garza will present two recent cases in England, including video footage that intrigued the entire country. These credible guests are just the tip of the iceberg. No X-Files or Twilight Zone here. This is the real deal. Catch a glimpse of the 13th annual week-long UFO Congress as it concludes on February 14th live on the Internet. For more information on this first-time ever event, go to www.openhearings.com. That's www.openhearings.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, callers, have your question, your comment. We're going to get an answer from Bev Harris and move on, because this is our last segment with her. Real quick, Trevor in Georgia, ask your last question. Go ahead, Trevor.
Hello.
Your line has dropped. I can barely hear you in the background. Something's wrong with it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Ms. Harris, I want to ask you, have you ever been on a New York station, a Bachelor Hour with Andrew show?
Nope.
Well, they were on. There was a guy on about this whole election thing, and they mentioned Diebold, and he's been on for a long time as a New York announcer. He says, oh, what's Diebold? Never even heard of it. This was like about 2 months ago.
Oh, I can tell you so many people don't know about this. In fact, I had a meeting with Dennis Kucinich last night, and there was a reception afterwards, and there was a lot of people there. And I was surprised that even some of the diehard Kucinich supporters were still unaware of it because they're, you know, quite progressive and so forth. And I would have thought that they would be a group that would be more
aware. Well, that's because the media won't talk about it.
Right, Alex. You were talking about those restaurants. There's a guy in Philadelphia that did the same thing, but a Russian theme 2 years ago, and he had a 5x5 picture in the dining room of Stalin, and the whole place was red.
Yeah, amazing. We're talking about Denver has a place called Mao's, and it worships Mao. Thanks for the call. Right. Shows how sick our society is getting. But you watch, if somebody opens Hitler's, that won't be accepted.
Right.
Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the air with Bev Harris.
Yeah, thanks, folks. And Bev, I'm hoping you can clarify a few things. I guess Alex, you referred to it as voting assistance, which I heard named the Something American Voting Act.
Help America Vote Act, yeah.
Okay, Help America Vote Act. And I assume there's just one bill, in other words, that would, according to our local county elections board person, mandates these voting machines go in.
It was passed over a year ago, and it's called the Voter Assistance Act, and then the full name is what Bev just said.
Yeah,
Help America Vote Act, and they also call it HAVA, which is an acronym.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
she...
and the they're using it as a club kind of to make county officials run out and buy these new machines. And here's what's amazing.
Now nine states.
They purchased in 2004. They're not setting the standards for the machines until 2006.
But nine states are saying they're not going to take the money right now.
Yeah, so in other words, it's not a mandate per se. The state can refuse the money, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, so my local county election person basically lied when she described it as a federal mandate, which I thought would have been an intrusion.
But it's free federal money, Roger. We've got to take it.
Yeah, so that would have been, if it was a mandate, it would have been an intrusion into what is a state or county prerogative,
okay,
right?
Thanks for the call. Let me get some more comments from Bev on that.
That's absolutely right. And the other thing that they can do is they can apply for a waiver to delay any purchase until 2006. They don't have to buy it now. They just can do it later, and they could even still get money for it. And the other thing is, it's an unfunded mandate. Guess what? They allocated $3.8 billion, and then they didn't fund it. It's coming out of our pockets at the county level. We can't afford it.
So we end up paying for it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Paying to not be able to vote. Let's talk to Brock in Canada. Brock, go ahead. You've got the same stuff going in there. Go ahead.
Yes, well, I think that it's necessary to really take the telescope and specify the specific parts of the news media, who owns them, who's covering all this up. I mean, it's quite obvious they want Kerry to win by an impressive margin. It's certainly manipulation, but who are the players involved? Who owns who's shutting up the 2020 at the top and not letting this?
Well, we've got the Nebraska senator owning the company that the machines that people voted for. Comments on that, Beth?
Well, and in the news media, in terms of this, if you look at what happened in the 2000 election, the news media director was his last name is Hayward, Andrew Hayward. And he made a statement that was very interesting when they discovered that they were putting bogus votes in and that they had incorrectly called the race. And Gore had already privately conceded to Bush. Gore's people called him and they had discovered that the vote total was bogus. And they said, are you going to pull away your call for Bush now that you know it's incorrect? Understand that this top guy, who was the head of CBS News, Andrew Hayward, knew the vote total was incorrect. And do you know what he answered? He did not say, no, we're going to pull back our call for Bush. He said, what is Gore going to do? Gore was on his way to concede to the nation. He was two blocks away when they decided not to concede. And only after his decision to not concede did CBS pull its call for Bush. Now, I find that absolutely unacceptable. They knew. They should have pulled it right then. They waited until Gore decided not to.
All right, Bev Harris, we got to get you back up as the election heats up. God bless you for your work trying to, well, keep America a nation where we get to vote. So God bless you for what you're doing.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. We'll be back with a bunch of news, more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right.
All right, folks. I know we got a lot of callers like Kathy and Trevor and others that are patiently holding, and I got news like this. TiVo users beware, Big Brother's watching. Now, remember on Monday, I spent 30 minutes on your television watching you, digital cable boxes, TiVo, your satellite system, if you've got a phone line for, quote, pay-per-view, your OnStar. And every time I talk about that, some idiot emails me and say I'm making it up. Well, here's the Chicago Sun-Times. You could tune in here and hear the news weeks, months, years, or you can just, you know, sit around and find out after the fact. TiVo users, beware, Big Brother's watching. That's coming up. Dangerous thinking. They're going to arrest people for what they're thinking in England. Thought crime. It's BBC. New animal tracking. Microchips to go in all your farm animals. Popping pills in preschool. Giving toddlers Prozac. It's hundreds of thousands of them and increasing. Concentration camps. Idaho State Journal has a discussion of concentration camps in America. Mainstream news. Much, much more for you. So that's all coming up after we get to a few of these calls. And Jack Foote who was there with the Mexican troops and others shooting at the Border Patrol, is probably going to be on sometime in the next hour with us. The new attacks on the southern border there. If you're tuned in for the first time, stop being naive. They count on you not believing that the CIA is taking over the elections, okay? They count on you not believing that the Federal Reserve is private, run for profit. They count on you not believing that all this is happening. It is happening right now, and we're in deep trouble. And by being honest about that, we can turn this country around and get our nation back. For about 5 minutes or so, we're honored to have Jim Shepherd here on the show, our big sponsor who provides the funding for 6 hours a day of Global Shortwave. So, number one, you help us with that. You also stop drinking the poison, and these systems are made in America, which is very rare, and we're honored to have them as a sponsor. Jim, I don't know if you heard us getting into the election fraud, but we really are losing our right to vote right now on an industrial scale. In fact, we don't have voting here in Austin now. It's all touchscreen systems. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, you know, it's amazing to me that the people don't rise up about this. I remember an election, and I'm going to tell you, it's probably 4 or 5 years ago, in I believe it was either Maryland or Virginia, but one of the candidates won by 50,000 votes in a town that only has a population of 10,000 people, and nobody's up in arms about this, and there's no way to recount these ballots.
That just happened in Tennessee.
It just recently?
Yeah, and it just happened in Texas, too. Fort Worth Star-Telegram. There'll be a town with 10,000 voters, and the establishment candidate will get 20,000 more in winnings, and they'll say, no investigation, they are the electee.
I tell you what, when we lose control of our voting, we really have lost control, and I think that this is a very serious issue. You know, a lot of people will get on the web and email their congressmen and their senators and on different issues, and if the elections are taken out of our hands, I mean, even that isn't very effective, is contacting your representative in most cases. In some cases it is, but once they have no fear of getting being run out of office, they can do whatever they want to do, and that's probably why they're a little bit emboldened right now.
Exactly. I mean, we've had, and I mean hundreds of cases where the polls show somebody winning by 20%, real local polls, and then the establishment candidate wins, by vast numbers over that, and then it turns out people like Senator Hagel, he owns one of the companies, the company that did his election. I mean, it's just, you own the machines that... You're the owner of the company, and you're running, and people are voting only on your machines. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I've been, I don't care too much for Dean, all the polls were showing that this guy was way in the lead.
Oh, and we've caught Diebold. If somebody voted on a Diebold machine, it was 10-plus points over other machines. The New Hampshire mainstream news.
Oh, it is. So, and I've been scratching my head kind of wondering about that because he's being left in the dust. And, again, I have no loyalty to Dean. Don't really agree with what he says. But just as an observer, I'm looking at this and going, wait a minute, what's happened here? This guy was way out in front, and all of a sudden we get to the elections, and he's way behind. Well,
he's not Skull and Bones.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was Skull and Bones, he'd be doing well. They want a Skull and Bones election. Now, shifting gears, another thing hidden in plain view, Prozac, Ritalin, birth control pills, herbicides, pesticides, MBTE in 49 states, sodium fluoride, heavy metals. It's admitted the water is deadly. This is why people are so sick. There's a way to protect yourself, to take control of your life in at least one big area, and it's made in America, and it makes this show possible, and you're totally insane if you don't call them right now and buy a bunch of the water filters. Jim, how do they do it?
You can give us a holler at 888-803-4438. You can go up on the web and take a look at the Berkey Light. You can find it at berkeywater.com. Spell Berkey however you want. It'll all come up. And, I think that you raised a good point. You said taking control. And there is so much control that is being removed from the American people's lives. And it irritates me. I mean, I know it irritates you, and I know it irritates a lot of people.
Well, Jim, I've taken control. I want folks to hear this. Those are ice cubes from a Big Berkey in Big Berkey water. Mmm. Here, hold on. Mmm.
Mmm.
I've taken control of 70% of my body. My body's 70%, folks, water. I've taken control. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, and really, that has been our issue. You know, a lot of people come to us, gee, why don't you put together a whole house system, or why don't you do some of these systems, you know, that you can, you know, put in under the counter and stuff like that. That's not our deal. Our deal is to empower people to be able to clean up their water no matter what the source is. I mean, if you have to rely on a lake or a stream or water that's coming down your gutter because there's an emergency or whatever, you're able to do it with the Berkey Light. And that has really been our focus. We have really gone beyond the pale as far as a lot of our competitors are concerned, as far as extracting these things out of the water. And the reason that we do that is we want folks to be able to rely on their drinking water regardless of what source their water is coming from. And, you know, a lot of people have a false sense of security with their water, and then they send it into the labs, and all of a sudden they start finding out there's a lot of stuff in that water that they haven't been told about, and it's not
good. I just want to tell Big Brother, no sodium fluoride for me, sorry.
And, you know, the other issue is the portability. A lot of people travel. And, you know, in this day and age, you know, hey, who knows what's going to happen next? You know, if somebody would have told us 9/11 was going to happen, of course, you know, people like you were predicting that. And, but the average
American, just said Bin Laden would be used
like
as a patsy to
happen.
I mean, come on, Jim. I just said Bin Laden was going to be used as the patsy to attack New York and the World Trade Centers 2 months before and said, call the White House, tell them not to do it. You know, I'm not that smart, actually, Jim.
Well, that's a sign of a. You must be radical, you know. If you say it 6 months after the fact, you're mainstream, and if you say it before it happens, you're a radical.
But again, you got a bunch of different specials right now.
We
people
do,
need
and
to...
we have a special on the Berkey Light without the lights, and that's $199. If you buy that, we'll also give a $40 sport Berkey, no charge, and that gives you the power to bring the power of the Berkey with you in your purse or glove compartment, take it to work. The Berkey Light with lights, and again, this is great for emergencies. Not only do you have water, but you'll also have light if the power goes out, and that's $259. And if you order that, will include two Berkey Sport bottles, so you can leave one in the car and take one with you to work and leave it at work. And
you've also got the Sport Berkey package 5 for $99. Is it 12 for
yes.
for $199?
Yes, it's 5 for $99 and 12 for $199.
And each one of these sports bottles does 600 refills on tap, 130 or something on stream water, right?
That's right. And then down the road, if you need to get a new filter, then you can pick up a filter for filter element for $13. So.
All right, again, folks, here's the toll-free number, 1-888-803-4438. Stop drinking the poison. I get a big thrill out of this, Jim, getting people off the poison, fighting the globalist. 1-888-803-4438. If you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. Debbie will call you right back. One more time, 888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, Alex.
You bet, my friend. Thank you. All right, let's go to the calls. I'm out of control today. I love exposing the globalist. Let's talk to Kathy in New Jersey. Kathy, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Mr. Jones. This is Kathy Ramos. What I'd like to tell you about is I'm dealing across the street with the SPCA, New Jersey SPCA, and apparently 6 years ago the Commission of Investigation of New Jersey did a study on them, and they're supposed to get rid of fraud, waste, and abuse, and said that these people are an entity that is running amok. They're not federal, they're not state, they're not government, and they're a nonprofit organization. They carry around guns. With the donations, they are buying guns, ammunition, bulletproof vests, you name it, and it's our money.
Well, let me give you an example. Yeah. This is the new trend. This is globalism, giving government power to NGOs. That means non-governmental organization. Here in Central Texas, we have the LCRA, who's grabbed the entire water supply and the power supply. They are a private profit group. And they have governmental power. They have SWAT teams, their own police. They will pull you over. And they are just brutal. And they have lots of little propaganda, you know, cookouts for people, just like John Gotti would have free pizza a couple times a year. I mean, it's the same stuff. They're taking over everything. And there's hundreds of these NGOs, and they are the government now. And, yes, I'm aware of what you're talking about.
How can we fight back? I mean, they're literally on my neighbor's property, and they're taking over his horses. He's got an Arabian farm, and they're abusing these animals. I mean, I have several volunteers that have come to me.
It's called the mafia. The mafia became the government. The mafia became the government and gave themselves governmental powers, and they've taken over the voting, and they're building camps everywhere, the private prisons, and it's human history happening all over again. The average idiot yuppie's busy in Denver at the new Mao restaurant worshiping Mao Zedong. It's called Mao's.
But how can we fight back? I mean, what can we
do? The yuppies love it. The yuppies think this is all fun. The yuppies love being slaves. They think it's great.
But is there anything we can do?
Your friend needs to learn their constitutional rights. You need to sue these people and create an organization and fight them in your area. It's about all of you becoming leaders.
And how do we do that? Because there's a group of us, but people think we're crazy.
Oh, I know, because no government organization or quasi-government organization ever did anything wrong in history, because your neighbors were taught that government is only good and the general citizens are bad. Well, we've got to it's a dumbed down idiot mass. Okay, we've been bred to be cattle like. Before we were Americans, we were free. We didn't trust government. We hated government. We were America. Now we're slaves, and we've got to wake up and stop being slaves. You know, it's like saying, how do black people stop being slaves? Well, they stop putting up with it. We got to stop putting up with it. Thanks for the call. And we've got to realize how illegitimate this government is. Okay, this is not our government. It's time for secession by the states. Look, if they put in the electronic fraud machines nationwide, which they've basically already done, enough to tip all the elections in most states they're in many of the areas, you have to start a massive education program. You have to demand with a petition that a paper ballot recount be done. You have to sign, you know, the millions of petitions in your state, whatever's needed, to demand. And you go start the organizations, okay? You hear me? I can't do it all. You go out, you pick an issue, and you have the signatures, and you get twice as many as you need, because they'll throw out most of them. And then you go in, and you in your petition, you lay out how it's done, the old-fashioned ballot, where they're hand-counted, and they're not put into computers for the tabulation, and you have to do a study before you do the petition of how many millions of dollars the state will have to spend to do this, and you have that ballot initiative to remove the electronic systems and go back to paper ballots. And they'll say, oh, that's terrible. You could take months to, you know, weeks to find out. Well, that's the way it used to be when we were a free country. Yes, that's how it'll work. And no more will you allow the county commissioners and the county clerk to lock up the building while they're doing the final voting, final tabulations, no. And we have to have grand juries indict these electronic voting machine owners and start taking them to prison. And don't say you can't do it, because humanity's done it before. It's the same thing with the Second Amendment. You've got to have recall petitions. You've got to recall governors. You've got to recall city officials. You've got to put pro-gun people in. You've got to recall city officials in these amnesty havens like Denver and Austin, Texas, and L.A., and remove those city councils and put in your own people. You got to get angry and focused and never stop. It's just that simple. I mean, look at this. On Monday, I went on the air, and I said, hidden in plain view, the company TiVo, the big, fast-forward, rewind, while it's happening, cable box that millions of homes have. I go, hidden in plain view, they're bragging about how popular TiVo is and how they monitored TiVo users and how it was the biggest rewind replay event of history when that idiot Jackson was up there at the Super Bowl. By the way, I was on the radio at the time fighting the globalist, so I didn't watch it. But the point here is that I said, hidden in plain view, they're bragging that they're watching what you do and tracking you. And I've already reported that, but here it is again. Well, the Chicago Sun-Times, TiVo users beware, Big Brother's watching. Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson's expose more than her distinctive taste in jewelry at halftime on the Super Bowl. You know TiVo, that newfangled digital video recorder that enables you to watch live telecasts as if they were on tape and remembers to record your favorite shows even when you don't? Justin and Janet's little dance with community standards serve to remind us that when we watch TiVo, our TiVo can watch us. Can watch us? It does. All your Scientific Atlantic cable boxes, everything. They got microphones in them, people. They're listening to you. Do you just think these companies let me say this on air? I don't make any of this up. But now you can read it in the Chicago Sun-Times. We'll come back, take calls, get more into this and all the other news. They're going to arrest you for what you think now. Brain scanners will be all over the streets scanning our brains. They will arrest you. You were having terror thoughts. BBC. Just hell upon earth. Just. There's no way to describe how out of control this is. You stupid yuppies. Look what you've done to this country. You scum. You scum.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
And by the way, when I call out the scum on this show, I'm not talking about our listeners. I'm talking about the greasy-haired yuppie driving along in their Mercedes that thinks they're a member of the establishment and laughs at any government corruption as if it doesn't exist, because in their little brains they make the split-second decision not to stand for anything and be a bunch of self-centered New World Order whores. It is up to the people of this country to research what we're bringing forward here. Well, I don't care if TiVo watches what I watch. I don't care if the cable boxes have microphones in them. I don't care if the NSA publicly listens through the OnStar system. I don't care if they're putting cameras in school bathrooms and showers. I guess cameras in the showers is freedom. Do I need to explain how bad that is? Oh, I got mainstream articles about the concentration camps again today. I mean, they're taking our right to vote away. I'm angry about this. They're taking our guns. They're getting rid of our borders. All our jobs are being shipped overseas, and they tell you how great the economy is. What a fraud. Every show I see on television is how good torture is. They're warping our minds for that. I mean, they're warping us. You think things are bad now? They haven't even begun. And let me tell the globalists something. I haven't even begun, and neither have the good people of this country. There is an awakening taking place, but we got to fight and fight hard. We are down to sudden death overtime. We're in the game, but we can lose this thing real fast. We're going to start the second hour here in a few minutes, and I'll go with some more calls, Trevor and Vince and Barry and Elizabeth and others, and then I'll get back into the stock of news I haven't even covered yet. Mexican troops attacking everything else. Folks. I mean, you wouldn't expect somebody on the news as an asteroid was about to hit the Earth the size of New York City to be calmly talking about it, would you? You know, I'm weird because I get excited about losing our right to vote and foreign troops attacking and the government building camps, but you're normal because you yelled and screamed during the Super Bowl. Get your priorities straight or the world's going to get them straight for you. That's how it works. Just please study history and then look at what we had in America and you'll figure out what we're losing. Do you know what it's like to be a slave? Oh, my goodness. Okay, before I end this hour, I do need to plug the videos. I've made 10 films. They're full-length features, over 2 hours, absolutely incredible. I mean, take 2 minutes of Masters of Terror. That's like 4 minutes, actually. It's my live TV show from 2 months before 9/11, where I predict that the government's going to attack New York World Trade Center using Bin Laden as the patsy. Yeah, that's 4 minutes of that 2-hour, 5-minute film. And we go all through September 11th. Road to Tyranny does the same thing, covers different facets and areas and other terror attacks by the government. Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove publicly admitted that I got in there and got the footage of world leaders engaging in Satanism. Mainstream news, been on national TV like 19 times now on the Trio Network. Get the video, Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. Find out how crazy stuff really is. Get Matrix to Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get my book, Descent to Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, all of it. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We got the Loss of Liberty video about that terror attack. We got just there's so much, folks. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The third hour, full of your calls and a bunch of vital news coming up. I am your wartime broadcaster in the second battle for the Republic, transmitting from Central Texas under heavy psychological warfare bombardment. I am defending the Republic as I watch many people fall around me and succumb to the mind control. We must resist. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.